Random House Audio presents A Constellation of Vital Phenomena by Anthony Mara. Read for you by Colette Whitaker. It was of this death that I was reminded by the crushed thistle in the midst of the plowed field. Leo Tolstoy, Haji Murat. The First and Second Days. Chapter 1, 1994 through 2004. 2004. On the morning after the feds burned down her house and took her father, Hava woke from dreams of sea anemones. While the girl dressed, Ahmed, who hadn't slept at all, paced outside the bedroom door, watching the sky brighten on the other side of the window glass. The rising sun had never before made him feel late. When she emerged from the bedroom, looking older than her 8 years, he took her suitcase and she followed him out the front door. He had led the girl to the middle of the street before he raised his eyes to what had been her house.
Hava, we should go,
he said, but neither moved. The snow softened around their boots as they stared across the street to the wide patch of flattened ash. A few orange embers hissed in pools of gray snow, but all else was char. Not 7 years earlier, Ahmed had helped Oka build an addition, so the girl would have a room of her own. He had drawn the blueprints and chopped the hardwood and cut it into boards and turned them into a room. And when Dukka had promised to help him build an addition to his own house, should he ever have a child, Ahmed had thanked his friend and walked home, the knot in his throat unraveling into a sob when the door closed behind him. Carrying that lumber.